Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Gotta take it, wanna meet my babe. Was the last thing I ever wanted was to find out it's today.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for being part of my day. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check out the new video there. Check out the new poll question. Subscribe to my newsletter. We'll send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. Lots of other things you can read or listen to or watch in less than 3 minutes, 3 minutes or less. We got new stuff up there. We post every single day. John Wibben is with us. He's a great friend of ours, CEO of Content Launch, the author of Content is Currency. That's your new book, right, John?
That's right. It came out in January.
Yep. All right. So check that out. We were just talking about SEO, search engine optimization, and about the content information, all the content that you should be posting on your website. And I just said something that's another big deal, I think, and that is I said that we update our website every day. That's another That's another SEO marker, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what's funny is most businesses think that their website is something they should just finish and they're done with once. And that is the biggest bunch of BS. Because
that's so that's so 1999, isn't it, John?
Oh yeah, it is. Yeah, your website, your blog is evergreen. You got to keep doing this stuff. You got to keep adding content. You got to keep making changes. It's like your home. Your home. You always have improvements on your home mm-hmm. you're going to make, right?
Mm-hmm.
So same thing with your website.
So what qualifies as content from an SEO standpoint? What qualifies as new content for the search engines?
The best thing you can do for content, for fresh content, is to have a blog and regularly update your blog. And that blog is going to be your hub for all your new content. So you're producing content every day. You're producing videos. You're producing interviews. You're doing reviews on products and services in your industry. You're providing information on your new products and services. Any kind of content. It could be podcasts. It could be radio interviews.
But
like
could it be
one.
Something really short? Could it be like a one paragraph blog post?
Sure. I mean, it's all about quality, not quantity. So you could have a very powerful one paragraph blog post. You could have a video that you did that you could post on your blog. Like I did last month, I was at South by Southwest. I did a big speech there, and I posted that on my blog. Got a lot of attention for that. So there's all kinds of things you can do. You got to think of your blog as your TV station, so
right.
to speak, and that's. You're producing your shows, so to speak, on your blog, and then optimizing all those blog
right.
posts for the search engines, right?
So, well, for an example, let's just say that you've got a landscaping company in Main Street, America.
Uh-huh.
You're out there in Dimebox, Texas, with a landscape company or something like that, and you identify an article that somebody wrote from your industry. And there's five mm-hmm. key things that people should be doing with their landscaping. And you get permission to republish that. And you obviously, with attribution, give the author attribution. But instead of publishing that whole article all at once, how about taking over a period of 2 weeks, put those 5 points up individually? What about that? Something like would that be a way for – I'm trying to help busy small business owners update their website, update their blogs, et cetera, do their social media without running out of content. What do you think?
Yeah, that's one way of doing it, and that's called content curation. You don't always have to create the stuff from scratch. You can borrow content from other places, but you got to be careful with that because you don't want to just list things and put it on your site because
right.
there are duplicate content penalties. But yeah, absolutely. If you find other things out there that look interesting that you can maybe add to, that's great.
Well,
that's
what you would do is you would take that paragraph that the person wrote, or the topic, whatever it was, and then write a little paragraph yourself as a companion to it.
Exactly. Yep. That's right.
So, you know, for example, okay, the author said that you should do this with your roses, but in our climate, you might want to add this to it, or something like that. Just one little comment.
Exactly. That's right. That's
yeah.
Because right.
see, the thing is John, you and I live in a world where people are content, you know, machines. Most small business owners are not. Most Main Street small businesses, it's a real chore for a lot of them to produce this kind of content. The good news is the technology is there to make it easier. unlike it was 10 or 12 years ago. You can do it now with you know, easy peasy. But today you've got the technology that's easy, but still the words aren't always easy, and finding the time to do it is not always easy.
That's true. But here's what I would tell small businesses. I would say all you got to do really is update your blog at least 3 times a week. I mean, we like to see it daily, but we realize that's not a reality for a lot of small businesses. So 3 times a week, it's going to take you less than 2 hours to do that. So it's 2 hours that's well spent of your time because it's an investment in your search engine optimization efforts.
Well, the other thing is the search engine doesn't know that you didn't do it. Get an intern to help you.
Yeah, exactly. Outsource this stuff. Clearly, that's definitely a best practice. And that's one reason we're in business. That's what we do for a lot of companies. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of businesses are doing that now.
Okay, so what are some other things that we need to know about? Give us one more before we go to the break.
Every business needs to do keyword research. That's where you start with this stuff. You got to know what people are searching for. So you go on wordtracker.com, and you get a free trial, and do your keyword research, and find out what people are searching for.
Mm-hmm. And then you adjust your content for those things?
Yeah, you get your list of those popular keyword phrases, whether it's 30 words or
that are associated with your industry, what you do, right?
Correct. And then you build content around those phrases.
Right. Yeah. And this applies to local too. In the next segment, can we talk about a local, about doing all this for local?
Yeah, we sure can.
Okay,
yep.
Let's do that, folks. We're gonna after this break, we're gonna come back, and because I know that you got, Susie's landscape business or Bill's tire store or John's, local manufacturer. You're a local business, perhaps. You know, you don't need to be in the number one page, the first page of the search engine for what you sell, but you need to be on the first page for your neighborhood, for your market. We're going to talk about that with John Wibben after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.